So, hey man.
Hey.
Do you like Cyborg?
No.
He's back.
I thought we got rid of him.
Yeah. No such luck.
This is called... What is it called?
It's such a long one. Yeah, I don't remember now.
Yeah. So we're something, talking about that one.
Something Patrol. It'll be in the title. Episode 14.
14.
Yeah.
Okay, so, God, 14 episodes, I am so done with this.
There's only one more for this season.
God, it's like a marathon, and it's not even a good one.
It better be an amazing 15th episode. This one was better than some of the previous,
yeah. I mean,
more Alan Tudyk.
A lot more Alan Tudyk. You can kind of, he's doing all this because a woman.
You actually get to see some of his backstory.
Yeah.
He got spurned.
Because he got fired from the...
He's not evil enough.
What was it? The
Brotherhood
the
of...
The Brotherhood of Evil?
Of Evil, I think.
It's like, you were going to have these people with this robot.
That was his big evil plan, was to build a robot that was going to kill people.
So she, you know, that one reminded me of every, you're not going to do anything. You're going to be a loser the rest of your life. And
you're just not evil. I'm finding someone who's more evil.
Exactly. I was sitting like, damn.
Harsh.
Harsh, yeah.
And that's what caused him to go to Paraguay.
Yeah.
To get more evil special powers and turn him into Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, so return of Mr. Flex.
Mentallo.
I keep saying Flex Wheeler, but Flex Mentallo. And
what movie is Flex Wheeler from?
Well, Flex Wheeler's
Days of Thunder?
No, Flex Wheeler's a bodybuilder.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm thinking Rusty Wheeler from Days of Thunder.
So apparently they go on the road. They just randomly go on a road?
No, Rita put a tracker on the Beard Hunter.
Oh, that's right, because he put Grid back on.
Yeah,
and then he's like, okay, I found...
He's right here in the middle of nowhere, Kansas.
And the Beard Hunter is now part of Danny the Street.
He lives on Danny the Street.
Danny Street is...
He doesn't care.
Danny the Street is back.
Yes.
And he's flourishing. And
the citizens of Danny Street are doing well.
You know, we could have saved... How many episodes if Danny the Street would have just said, hey, I know where he's at.
I was scared. That's why I didn't tell you. So you're not scared now?
Yeah. So this one's a lot of fourth wall breaking. Because you know that... So Mr. Nobody has... Chief is in the white space.
Yeah, that's where you kind of find... That was kind of cool.
Yeah, the white space in between the space of comic books.
Where there's, it's the space where there's no content.
There's no content.
That's how they find it.
So, and that's why in all the Mr. Nobodies is it was in complete white.
Right.
So, but apparently Flex... Flex
Mentallo.
I'm just going to say Flex. Apparently Flex has a flex for that.
Yeah, he can open a gate into the
white space.
The white space by flexing the right muscle.
But apparently he flexed the wrong muscle.
Instead of the centrus muscle, I flexed the cordial. Yeah.
And
the muscle he flexed had an
orgasmic effect on everybody at the end of the street.
Bad effect, but yeah, even the street.
I like Robot Man's like, "Oh, what's going on?" Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to be left out.
Yeah. But
and Jane was mad.
Yeah, of course. It took
me a second to figure that one out. I was like, why is everybody... Oh, okay.
And he's all like, and then Flex is all like, all right, you need to concentrate. How about you concentrate? So, the only thing, I guess there's a big plot hole for me
what?
At least. Yeah.
No.
The last time we saw Beard Hunter, he got attacked from going into the basement... Of
MC Escher's basement.
Yeah,
he was walking down some weird stuff.
And then he got attacked by the owlbear thing. But there's
fake chief was there.
Yeah, fake chief was there with. And so, yeah, I'm utterly confused on how he got to Danny the Street. Because the last time we saw him, he was just straight up.
That's true, yeah. They didn't explain how he got to Danny.
Yeah. So,
I don't know, unless Danny set a trap for him. But why would he do that?
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, that's why I said, little plot hole on...
Or maybe Mr. Nobody kicked him out of the negative space, or the white
space.
Wait,
he wasn't even a negative space. He was...
It was white, though, wasn't it?
No, it was black.
Was it black?
Yeah, it was black. It was down there. It was black, and then he was in, like, a little hallway, and then it ended. And there was a wheelchair of a guy says, oh, we like new people. But it wasn't actually him. It was like a mask of him with his beard on there.
Yeah, I don't know how he got... I don't know. He's there, though.
Hence... plot hole.
Well, just because they didn't explain it doesn't make it a plot hole. It's just...
it's a plot hole. Because it's just a hole undefined. In a plot.
Why did he get there? Who knows? He's there, though.
Yeah. All right. So they find him, and the whole reason that they find him is because they want to know where Chief is. And pretty much Danny the Street says, I know where he's at. And apparently Flex knows Danny the Street.
Oh, Danny.
Yeah. Hey, how's Dolores? Yeah, touchy subject. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah,
hey, she's dead, Danny.
Yeah, way to go, Danny.
You inconsiderate street.
God. So, yeah. But, yeah, so this is a culmination of... But, like I said, a lot of fourth wall breaking from Mr. Nobody, because I guess Mr.
That's
Nobody...
That's his thing.
That's his thing. So, apparently, they're in a comic book. So this is kind of what I'm getting at, is that they're actually in a comic book. This comic book, you know, that's why Flex...
was not appearing in the ad, because he was...
he's outside of the comic book. So the thing is, the only reason he got outside of the ad is Mr. Nobody took him outside of the ad, because Mr. Nobody has a Flex to get in and into the white space. So yeah, so this has been a trap this entire time. And
mind F.
Yeah, and they fell for it.
Mind break.
Hook, line, and sinker, they fell for it. So he goes and flexes them into the white space. And, of course...
he didn't follow them in, though.
No.
So I guess he can only open it for others?
He can only open the portal because he has to flex a really weird flex. And if he stops flexing, then
the
portal closes. So, yeah, that was it. Interesting. So they're in the white space, and Mr. Nobody's like, gotcha.
Hey guys, about time.
Gotcha, bitch.
It only took you 14 episodes to find me.
Exactly, yeah. And so they're in it and they're going. And so what he's pretty much saying is like, so they, what happened was, is that Mr. Nobody put them in before they got their accidents or something like that. Before anything happens to them, how they got their powers.
Yeah, he was trying to screw with their head.
Yeah, says, look, you can...
you can live this.
You can live this. No, and no hard feelings. Go in there as a memory, and you know. So, what happens? You know, everybody's all like, "Oh, so you know, Rita is not going to be a bad person," and or like, what's to say? And he came out at the young old age of 95. you know, so pretty much he's saying, "Look, you can go back to the way it was," or. And of course, I love what Brendan Fraser does. The first thing Brendan Fraser does when
bangs her again.
Oh, right back up where I started.
I'm still a piece of garbage.
Exactly. So, I wouldn't fault him. I would probably do the same thing.
That would have been kind of hard. You don't put cake in front of a fat guy
and be like, "Don't eat it.
Eat it.
Don't. So. No.
No.
Just a little lick."
So yeah, he offered them their old lives back, basically.
Yeah, and of course they didn't take it.
Well, they thought about it.
They thought about it, but Rita, I guess she's trying. So what happens? So I guess
she figured it out.
She figured it out that Mr. Nobody's is narrating this comic book that they're supposedly in now. So if she starts narrating, she can kind of control. So pretty much anybody can be a narrator in the white space.
I guess if you realize it, yeah.
Yeah.
You. Make it happen by narrating.
Yeah.
Because that's how she brought them all together and found him.
And so, which makes actually a little bit more sense about Doom Patrol, because it is like a comic book, because there's a lot of filler. Yeah. And usually comic books are a lot of filler. You know, every episode it's like, oh, this is happening with this one and this is happening with that one. But I guess they're trying to make like comic book the series. So they're trying to, you know, it's 15 episodes, and then you have a story arc, and at the big reveal right before the next one comes out, you have this big cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
So with this one,
Sylvester Stallone movie,
still an excellent movie. So, yeah, this one was... So, the big cliffhanger was... So, Mr. Nobody... Well, let's... So, let's figure this out. So, Mr. Nobody says, huh, gotcha, right?
And Rita then says, no, you don't.
No, you don't. And so, he's all like, you can't do anything. He goes... And I love the part where he's all like... where he looks at, like, Alan Tudyk and not Mr. Nobody. He's like, oh, yeah, I can kick your ass. You look like a dweeb, right? Or something like that.
Boom, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, really? All this, like, because over a girl? And then everyone's like, well, now I feel bad. Now I don't want to fight you because, you know, you're kind of... And everybody's like, he's like, shut up. And then what happened was, Cyborg comes at the end and shoots him.
Or does he?
Or does he?
Yeah, because when I saw that, I was like, really? That's just how easy it was?
Yeah,
that's how he showed up in the white... And how did he get there?
Exactly. And that, as soon as I saw it, I was like, wait a minute. He was at the hospital. How did he get over to Danny the Street? Plus, is Flex still over there flexing the same flex? And then I'm sitting here like, okay, something's got to be going on. And then they said, like, well, about a year later, they're wearing the Doom Patrol red.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's wearing Doom Patrol red. And they're fighting this robot.
If you saw it in the backstory, that was his plan.
That was his plan. That was the robot. Plan. And the first like 2 minutes of them fighting the robot, they get killed.
Every time. And it keeps resetting. It's like Groundhog Day.
They keep on resetting. So it's pretty much Mr. Nobody messing with
Chief is watching it
in the bus. But Chief gradually gets...
They get stomped and burned and...
Yeah, and everything else.
Yeah.
So Mr. Nobody, so all of a sudden they're going back there and he's like, wait, stop. And then he stops and then another cyborg comes in. And he's like, what the hell is going on? And then they found out Mr. Cyborg who killed Mr. Nobody, or Mr. Cyborg. Cyborg that killed Mr. Nobody was actually Mr. Nobody.
And Mr. Cyborg would be a good name for him. Yeah, right. Well, it was Mr. Cyborg, not Cyborg.
Yeah. So they said, ha ha ha, it was me the entire time. And now he brings Cyborg back into the white space. And he's like, you don't understand. You can't kill me. You can't do it. It's impossible. So he says, look, I can keep this up all day long until Chief says the truth will set you free.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much this entire thing. The truth will set you free.
And oh my God.
And that was a big truth. And I knew what he was going to say about 30 seconds before he was going to say it because I saw the I saw them all together. It says, why don't you tell them what you did?
Yeah.
And I was sitting there like, oh, and then it clicked. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I told you, Chief's not the good guy you think he is.
No, yeah, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, these guys all had accidents.
Yeah, accidents or stuff injected in them.
Yeah, they weren't really accidents. Chief orchestrated them.
Yeah, so Chief.
Turning into what they are.
Chief pretty much confessed to them that he is the reason why who they are or is because who they are. So, yeah, that was the big cliffhanger. So that one. I mean, to be honest, you didn't need 14 episodes to get there, but I understand. I'm understanding why they're doing it. I think it says it's like comic book.
You now know all the characters, their motivations, why they're doing it. Yeah.
And then you also have special appearances by different people, which is very good, very comic book related, you know. Yeah. It's
except
like introduce
Superman and Wonder Woman, people who could actually probably be Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And that was, I think, like I said, you know, you have now introducing the first appearance of Flex or first appearance of Beard Hunter, so the new villain. So, it's a very comic booky series, and which is correct because this is DC Universe, this is DC writers making this season. So, I understand it, but man, it's been a long, drawn out season. And next episode
is the last one for the season.
Is the last one for the season. I don't know if I want to redo the season again.
You know what I'm hoping for in this 15th the 15th episode. Mm. I hope they bring all the people they've met along the way, team up to beat them. And I want Animal, Mineral, Vegetable Man to be the one who beats Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, right.
A huge celebrated superhero.
Have a two-headed cape. Be awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I want that guy to get his own series. I would watch the
hell. I'm curious. I wonder if he has his own comic book.
I don't think he's ever. Maybe I'd have to look that one up. I don't think so. He's always been a character in them, but
yeah, he's pretty awesome.
He's got to be him and Beard Hunter had to be my favorite characters.
They'd be like an odd couple. They room up in a small apartment in like San Diego or something like that.
Just arguing with himself the whole time.
Right. So yeah. So that was this one. This one was pretty. It's a big cliffhanger, so you know, next episode is gonna be last episode, and man, they have to. Well, the thing is, I don't know if they're gonna be fighting Mr. Nobody because they might be fighting Chief. Because I mean, Chief is literally, I mean, especially like with Robot Man, he killed two of his family. He killed the daughter's life. Sorry, he killed his wife, but they didn't care about his wife.
And he's been depressed for 30 years now.
something in the '80s or nineties.
Yeah, I think they're going to come to terms with it. They're going to accept Chief, and then they're going to turn on Mr. Nobody and beat him classic comic book style.
Or maybe not. Or you know, or like it's like what is it, Jason at the end of every Jason or Freddy or something like that? A hand comes up. It's like wait till next season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see another season with Mr. Nobody. I would like to see another villain. Or maybe bring in the Brotherhood of Evil.
Yeah, maybe that's what they were. That's what they were saying.
They alluded to Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, well, to a very smart gorilla that speaks French.
A very intelligent gorilla who speaks French. Who else could that be in the DC universe?
I don't know.
Well, there's a whole race of them, but he's the one who took over Brotherhood of Evil. Him and Lex. See, Lex Luthor would be a good one.
Yeah, he's an ultimate villain, man. He's like a.
Let's see some more quirky Doom Patrol villains. They have some. You've seen some of the Rogues Gallery already, and it just gets weirder.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I think that's all we have to talk about. What do you guys think down below? A comment, you know? I mean, because this one was
indifferent.
I'm indifferent to this. If it doesn't like have this spectacular ending, a lot better than Game of Thrones ending.
I didn't mind Game of Thrones ending.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's kind of like The Sopranos ending.
It just ended. It was very meh. But other than that, we're not talking about Game of Thrones. We're talking about Doom Patrol. And like I said, hopefully this is actually going to be a good ending. I mean, these are comic book writers, so I don't know if they can actually do endings.
I would just watch a whole hour of Alan Tudyk monologuing.
Well, that's pretty much what he did the entire season.
Yeah, because. That's more entertaining than a lot of the action we've seen so far.
What action?
Bits and pieces. Well, you saw Francis the Alligator jump up out of the water. There's been like
action of somebody else doing something.
Yeah.
And what did they do this one? He shoved Beard Hunter. Hey, tell me.
Saw Beard Hunter almost relapse and eat that guy's beard again.
Right? And he gave him the guy a cigarette. He had James stuff two bananas up his butt.
Yeah, Doom, and you saw the butts in the ant farm.
Yeah, like I said, it's always somebody else. Look, Flex Montalvo did his thing. I'm still waiting for them to do something.
The best character, Admiral Whiskers, should be the one to beat Mr. Nobody.
That'd be awesome. Admiral Whiskers is the one that gave him, or Mr. Nobody is the one that gave Admiral Whiskers his ability. So
doesn't mean he can't turn on him.
Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, that'd be awesome. Scott, I hope the season finale is gonna be a lot better. This is 15. I think I
go out with a bang.
God, I hope so.
I don't know if they renewed for season two yet.
Well, for 15 episodes, it was a long, drawn out season. I think they could have done this in 11.
10. I usually like 10 episodes per season. That way, you get rid of all the fluff.
Yeah. All right, well, while you're down there, comment below and seeing how awesome we are. Give us one of those light ones. And while you're down there hitting that subscribe button, hit that bell icon.
Let me get this.
Oh, Lord. Ah, it's so loud. Yeah. And I think that's it from us. Check us out next week. I think we're going to...
Season finale.
Doom Patrol. I don't know. When is it coming out? Is it coming out tonight?
I think it's Thursday or Friday night.
Okay.
The new Doom Patrol.
We'll do it next week. We'll see you guys next week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
See you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl?
in an RPG.